today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
No. It's chocolate.
When you're on the air.
I can't imagine.
It's not chocolate. It's chocolate.
Chocolate. No, I wouldn't say it like chocolate. Yeah, but I wouldn't say chocolate.
Now you say chocolate.
No, I don't. I was using his affectation to see if it felt wrong in my mouth.
Well, how do you say it? How do you really say it?
Chocolate.
You say it's chocolate.
Chocolate.
It's an awesome. You say ah.
Chocolate.
You say it like Sean Anderson would say it.
Now that, you take that back.
Okay, we got two more. This is the TMOS. Yeah. Chocolate. I'll give you an example of a discussion with a contrarian.
Okay.
Say anything you wish to me.
New Coke was fantastic.
I don't know if I like New Coke. Why do they have to mess with the recipes? I'm not a fan.
Okay. What about, let's say, Mike's wife is gorgeous.
Gorgeous is a relative term. She's nice looking, but I don't know if she's gorgeous. I didn't really say that. He just made me do that. He tricked you. He just tricked me.
He tricked you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Special day yesterday in the O'Mara household. Oh, am I excited. You know, I talk a lot about the Dodge Challenger and building it, but there's something a little more exciting that was purchased. Although a much lesser ticket item, it was still very, very exciting as we installed on the main level of the Northern White House. We installed a brand new Kohler toilet.
Ooh, hey! Name brand! Right.
Yeah.
No Toto.
No, we didn't get the Toto.
Not an American standard.
Let me explain the home I live in up here. When it was built,
and you didn't adopt the name that I suggested when you bought it.
What's that?
Piney Knot.
No, O'Mara Lago.
O'Mara Lago. Here at O'Mara Lago, the dude that built the house originally, don't know who he is. Never had the privilege of meeting the guy. I know it was sold a couple of times before we bought it, or something like that. I don't know. I just know that we didn't buy it from the guy that built it. The guy that built it, there are a few things that are a little off in this house that were changed. The number one thing on my hit parade for a very, very long time has been the positioning of the downstairs toilet. And let me see if I can paint the picture for you as to this situation. So downstairs, you go into what I would describe as an average-sized bathroom. Not too big, not too small, but average-sized. You walk in, and immediately to your left, there's a sink. And you'd say to yourself, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then right in front of the sink, facing the sink, is a toilet. But it's not facing like any degree of space. It's facing with inches between the toilet and the little cabinet that has the sink in it. It's called a vanity.
Mike,
right?
I have that same problem right now in my house that
in
I live in every day.
Your small house,
yes.
Right?
There wasn't enough room, so they just took whatever was around and made it fit. But I do knock my knees every time I get into the tub.
So it's definitely a sideways walking thing. You couldn't walk between them.
Imagine a small, is it called a vanity? Is that what it's called?
Yes. The sink sits in a vanity. Yes.
Mm-hmm. The sink sits in a vanity. So the vanity cabinet is super small, but imagine even being super small, you open the doors and the doors can't open because of the front of the toilet.
This is bad space management.
I mean, you
can
open it around, but the right one won't open at all.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It won't open that far. So I'm looking at this thing.
It's a hatch, essentially.
As I look in my mind, my architectural digest mind,
yes.
I'm looking at this. I'm like, you know, if you just turned a toilet around and you had like one of those modern ones. By the way, the size of this toilet it's very round and very old. It's an old toilet. Like maybe the toilet came from some other house. The toilet is super round and they're now elongated toilets for your balls.
People want people sometimes want a classic toilet because it has a bigger flush tank. Years ago, they made the tank, the flush tank, smaller so that it actually is more, you know,
I understand.
Friendly to
I understand
the environment.
What you're talking about. But the thing about the toilet, the modern toilets, it's all about the flush.
Yes.
With the there was one in the Home Depot yesterday that I was looking at that advertised itself by how many golf balls it can flush.
Well, that's good if you have
a toddler. How great is that?
What
huh?
about
is that-
well, there's a toilet bowl? Look, I know, Mike, you got to treat yourself, right?
So yes.
If you're gonna,
is that where
it's
you're
a
going
very
with
important
this?
Part well, of the look- day. There, I'm doing that twice a day, and I want something comfortable. And I don't want to have to haul upstairs every time. I got two bathrooms in this house,
yeah.
And I want to use one of them, and I want to use the other one.
To be fair, there are very few things you do every day.
Do you believe that one of them was meant just to give more value to the home and wasn't really thought out? Just said, we got another bathroom. Let's throw it
no.
in there.
Yeah. No, because there's a shower in there. There's a stand-up shower in there. There's even a little window.
That's
it's
a
narrow
bath.
Room.
Yeah, not
it's
a power
narrow room.
Room.
It's a full bath. Yeah,
full bath.
We've got two baths. That's what we have. And by the way, the upstairs bath, you could play football in. You could put Oscar's house in my upstairs bathroom.
You said you climbed through a window into a big tub.
Exactly.
A big tub. Yeah, it's got a tub. It's got a shower. It's got a toilet. It's got a vanity.
I'm curious if this narrow bathroom.
His bathrooms, he was on crack when he was building bathrooms here.
The
he
downstairs
didn't know what
bathroom.
He was doing.
What is on the exact other side of the wall on either side of the bathroom?
You mean what?
Like, you know, like the toilet backs to a wall, right? What's on the other side of that wall?
Oh, on the other side of that wall is the shower.
Okay, and then next to the shower is what?
Is the outside wall of the house.
Okay, how about on the other side of the vanity?
On the other side of the vanity is another wall.
Okay, and on the other side of that wall is just the outside of the house?
The hallway that leads to the kitchen.
See, that doesn't make any sense to me. The only reason I would think he would jerry-rig a bathroom in a location like that is if the water was already run there, like if it was back
it
to the kitchen.
Too much.
Yeah. So he actually had to run pipe to make this happen.
I don't know what
so
happened.
So it was expensive and stupid.
But Al and Ron came out
I'm a Toto
yesterday,
guy.
And Al and Ron are my guys up here. And you know what? With a lot of...
Yeah.
Real men sounds.
Yes. They were able to configure the hole so that we could get rid of the Eleanor Roosevelt commode, and we could put in a modern commode.
A commercial
this thing was
grade.
So this, first of all,
I know what you mean. I know what
I'm
you mean.
I'm cramped when I sit on this thing, but it's so small that when I sit down, on a couple of times, I've trapped bean one and bean two in the back of the hole because it's so small.
Eleanor Roosevelt never had trouble like that.
No, well, she didn't have to, you know, she didn't have the plumbing that I have. So, even Eleanor. But it was round, and everybody talked about it. It's embarrassing when we have people come in here to visit, you know, and it doesn't happen often. Even the thin Colburns, I'm sure Colonel Colburn, with his height, didn't like his knees pressing up again. So, my point is...
It's your retro toilet.
Is the retro, it's the tiny little hole, and then it's still pressing up against it. So he brings it in yesterday, but this is a big deal.
They don't make them smaller, though.
They don't make them smaller, but they make them longer, and they make them a little more narrow.
Uh-huh.
This was all round. It was not that the toilet was fat. That's irrelevant to the discussion. What I'm talking about is, and by the way, the tank I got was kind of an hourglass shaped tank.
Ooh,
it was a
sexy
big seller, big seller at the depot. So
Flow.
It was low flow, like they all are.
Yeah.
And
does
and
the
by
tank
the way,
mimic the figure of Miss Eleanor Roosevelt?
No, it does not. No, no. That would have been
nice
a
stems.
That would have been a reverse size.
A reverse hourglass.
And of course, Captain Narcissism gets to the depot, and I'm chugging through because I'm a man on a mission. I'm chugging through, and I get around the corner where the toilets are, and of course, there's an old man there. Of course, Bliss, and I give the Napoleon. Oh. Because he's standing like old people stand, where it's all them, and he's sitting there, mouth agape, just trying. And I, you know, I'm hoping to conclude this transaction. And so he splits, and I'm like, oh yes, okay, I've got all the toilets to me. We
Woo!
Pick one out. Carl and I pick
all
one out.
The toilets. To
then
me.
Carl and I haul the toilet down, and we realize that the little cart that we got for the toilet. That had the bars going in the middle of it was not a bar. I needed a flat.
Oh, you needed you had a lumber cart, and what you needed was a six wheeler.
What's a toilet run these days?
$168.
It's installation where they get you.
You think they would cost more, right?
Some of them do.
Is the seat extra?
Some of them cost up to $299, huh?
Does it come with a seat or do you have to buy the seat extra?
No, it comes with a seat. That's good. Home improvement store.
Yeah, but you know, I've had to buy seats separate before.
It has the it's a $30 value, they say on the box.
How much?
It comes with a $30 value.
Hey.
It comes with the, what do they call it? They don't,
like a hydraulic blower?
It's the don't cut your dick off seat. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I don't know what they call it, but that ever would happen.
For me, it would never be
Doug
an issue.
Here.
For me, you know, no,
Kyle,
no,
I
no.
caught it again.
No, yeah. Not a chance.
And we got to lower the water level. No. I'm soaking.
No. No, for my liking, for my home, Oscar will be swinging a miss. Swinging a miss again.
And yeah, that is a $30 value.
Boy, your boy wouldn't even be in the strike zone, so you don't have to worry about that.
Take your
base. Don't have to worry about that. So they put this thing in. They put this thing in, and I hear the like that, and I keep saying to Carla, when I hear him talking, because we've had problems with the plumbing in this house.
Carla, this blue water stings.
I'm like, they're talking. Something's got to be wrong. They put it in. They put it in, and they said it's done. And then they asked me, and this was an embarrassing moment. They said, "Would Mike like to come and sit on it?" And so, because they wanted to put it right in the right spot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I came and I sat on it. And last night, I'm happy to say, I went number one like the girls do, just to see how it felt.
Mm.
And it was perfection. I'm so happy.
Now, so is it
I'm
turned?
So happy.
Is it turned so it no longer faces the sink?
It faces the opposing wall.
Fantastic. So they had to put new bolts. They had to put new bolts in then. That's not an easy install.
Yeah, you're right. They put new bolts in. And it faces the wall. And it's now you can, you know.
It's the little things, Mike. It's the little things.
Oh, you know what? The little things. And I have agreed with Carla that I will not pursue the muscle car.
Why? What about little Michael?
Because I've got the muscle toilet. I got the muscle toilet, and I'm happy about
it. With a $30 value.
That's right. Yeah, and the other one is just, you know, the other one's, I don't know, it's like a kid's toilet. It's like a mini toilet.
Starter toilet.
It's a tiny little, a circle.
Is little Michael going to fall in now?
No, little Michael's fine. He knows toilets. He's cool.
He knows from toilets.
He knows from toilets. We got the same basic brand in every place
all right,
that I poo.
Gotta ask this though. Obviously with this configuration change, what is your access like to your toilet paper dispenser?
That will be the floater. That'll be an I.
Oh dear!
Wrong term.
Please
to use
a
wrong
different
term.
Word.
Gross. We're going to use the toilet paper holder with the little toilet paper dispenser.
The standalone.
Standalone. Yeah, standalone. Thank you very standalone. Much.
I have that. That's excellent.
This is why I do this show with you guys, because I don't know these words. It's a standalone. Mm-hmm. Had to be bolted, facing the wall. Everything's going great.
That's
right
great.
Now,
that's so cool.
Today, although
could you send a picture?
Would you say you're living your
I'll
best
send a
life?
I'd like that.
This is happy, joy right now. This is really, and it's that's how pathetic I am. I do not mind telling our listening audience just how pathetic I am. With the issues of the day and everything happening in the world, I go in and I'm like, oh, look at that. I come around the corner and I say to myself, you know what? That's exactly where I wanted you to put it.
Finally.
That's the toilet that I want. That's so gorgeous.
The toilet of your dreams.
And now if I really feel the call, because I normally only use that one for numero uno,
mm-hmm.
and now it's a perfectly functional numero dos.
Mm.
Well, you mentioned, I believe, yesterday, it might have been on the show, might not have been, but with the probiotics, you're having a sort of
right
a lifestyle
show,
change.
I'm good to go today. My mind is clear.
Hey, that ain't your mind that's clear.
Yeah, good to go.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm absolutely. You catch me an hour ago, I would have been, stop texting! Start the show, for God's sake.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Okay. Hard as a carp. Is this really frozen or is
it? No, it's a piece of wood.
What?
A piece of wood in there.
Well, that's not a good buy, is it? People want food. We should point out, when you go to the supermarket and buy this, you do not get a piece of wood. No. We'd like to introduce a new sponsor.
Yes. Oh. What a nice welcome you have.
Fine, fine sponsor. Mrs. Paul's. She lost her husband, Mr. Paul. Mrs. Paul's Light Seafood. No, I got to get this right, because this is their new
very
sponsors.
First appearance.
We'd like to welcome a new sponsor to the Tonight Show. Mrs. Paul's Light Seafood. Mrs. Paul's Light, light Seafood Entrees. Who people Artisan for people Park. Who like everything about seafood except cooking it. Mrs. Paul has done that for you, the sweet old lady.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Very important day in the nation's capital today with Robert Mueller testifying.
Bobby
Lots
boy.
Going on. Eyes on D.C. We are happy to be here, and we're happy to bring this show to you, the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS to our friends is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners unrivaled in their love and support for the program. We welcome all of you from Mount Airy, Maryland, to Hyderabad, India, from Rock Hill, Virginia, to Granger, Washington, from Mendoza, Argentina, to Arco, Idaho.
Arco.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our good friends at Cornerstone First Financial. We love Cornerstone. Mm. It was great during, I don't know if it's last week or maybe this week on the Yaks when I was going through them. We got some people that are using Cornerstone. I love that. Summertime, temperatures rise, mortgage rates fall. That means it's a perfect time to call them at Cornerstone First Financial. Whether you want to buy a house, whether you want to refinance a house, anything you need financing for, you want to get a little cash in hand, right now the time is on your side. Call Cornerstone. Do it. Best part, folks at Cornerstone First are TMOS listeners, just like you. If you don't understand the intricacies of high finance, no sweat. They do, and they will take care of you. Trust the friends of TMOS. Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Are we all
set,
dialed in and looking connected good. Now?
Yes,
everything,
your picture
A-okay?
Is crisp.
Pristine, Bristol.
It's great to be here, and it's great to get Yaks, and I love the Yaks. And we're going to open up the Yak Shack right now because you call, we take them, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We got a feast of them. They are, let me just say this. The TMOS Yak Shack has developed over the last couple of months from being something that was a novelty to it's just plain weird.
Yeah.
You never know. You get sweet.
It's like a
you
carnival.
You get angry. It's a carnival. But I will tell you,
the mud has settled.
The first yak that I will say today is a great start. And you'll know why, because this is the kind of thing that I love. And our first yak of the day. Let's listen.
Hi. My name is Daisy. I'm 8 years old. I live in Arizona, and I really like your show.
Isn't that sweet? An 8 year old from Arizona calling and saying she loves the show.
That warms the heart. What a great way to start the day.
That's fantastic. From the womb to the tomb. Would you like more love?
Yes, I
bring you more love.
I love. I'm not used to this.
Yeah.
How about more love? Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Mm.
Happy birthday to you.
Mm. All right.
Happy birthday. Mr. Pony Boy.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Hi, this is Andrea from Brooklyn, and I just wanted to wish Pony Boy the happiest of belated birthdays. Bye, boys.
Ooh. Isn't that sweet, Pony? What do you
sexy
think?
Sexy and sweet.
A babe from Brooklyn. A
Mike,
babe from Brooklyn calling you. Yeah.
Hipster. This is what's great about today. Pony Boy has decided to do his job, and he's teaching an intern how to edit in the other room, mm-hmm. and he missed what could have been a love connection.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be late to his own funeral.
It's true. It's the and that is just the cards, right? That's just the cards. That's just our crueler way. That's just that. And nobody will tell him.
No.
It'll just be
Dahlia,
like,
Dahlia, not a word.
Don't tell him.
Not a
don't
word.
Don't tell him at all.
No. And listeners, don't tell him.
Don't go around the corner and say, you'll never believe. Anyway.
No, go around and tell him about your car wreck.
All right. Great. All right. Now, that was, I think that was just a good
that
way
was
to
sweet,
start.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Because right now we immediately settled into the normal, which is, well, a joke.
Hey, guys. It's Mike from Tacoma. Calling to tell you a joke in honor of the Jerry Lewis gift package you got a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
An old man, he goes to the doctor after years of avoiding the doctor, and the doctor says to him, we're going to need to collect a few samples. We're going to need to collect a blood sample, a urine sample, and a fecal sample. And the old man looks at the doctor and says, just take my pants.
That's old.
Thanks, guys.
That's old.
I've never heard that.
I love it.
That's an old
just
one.
Take
that's
my pants.
So Robin, I knew it immediately during the straight line. Yeah. What was coming.
That's like a dad joke. Funny.
Just take my pants. That's funny. I like that.
Hey,
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Hey,
but don't get happy. No. I edited out a lot of jokes. The fall starts that I used to laugh at, you know, and then they'd call back. And
are you raising the bar?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, but most of the acts get through. Our standards aren't that high. This simply says, take my pants,
I like
please.
That. That's fun.
It's a good one. Yeah.
This next is a creepy idea. Oh boy. Okay, here we go.
Mike, your boy, Kenny Bunk again. I have another, hold on, let me turn this AC down. I have another stellar idea. Concerning these Dick Queasy t-shirts.
Oh, dear. A lot of calls about
yes.
that.
And your sexploitation recently of your blue chip recruit and scholarship winner, Carla, the lovely Carla.
Blue chip recruit.
How about Carla sleeps in the t-shirt and then you sell it?
Oh.
I bet you a bunch of your creepy listeners would spend top dollar for a slept-in, unwashed, scented like Carla t-shirt. I bet you that guy that calls, what's his name? I don't know anybody's name, but the one that wants Carla, I bet he would squeeze that MF-er for DNA.
This guy's from Maine.
You could probably clear $50 a t-shirt. Maybe more.
Maybe.
You put them up for auction. I'm here for you, Mike.
I know you.
Oh,
that's your
here.
Idea, guy.
That's idea, guy.
All right, bud.
That's
I
a
love
creepy
you.
Idea.
Tell
I sing creepy alley that. Or as Carla, if Carla was here, she would say, or Mike could sleep in the t-shirt. Then we'd offer it up, and the t-shirts would smell like baby. That's what she.
We're
would
on the
say
same page, Mike. I think you up the ante, and you at least guarantee one solid 8 hour rest in it. So if you wake up 6 hours early, you're still on the clock. You have to go take a 2 hour
nap. So Carla
nap.
Sleeps in it for 1 8 hour.
No, you
sleep
do.
You do.
You do.
No. Oh my God. No, it's I like the idea.
You know, it's creepy.
The way he delivered it.
It's creepy.
My blue chip recruit.
It's better than the idea we currently have on the table, which was the Dan the Fan Man bathwater. Not selling.
You know what movie I watched last night?
What's
I watched
that?
Falling Down.
I watched By the Sea. I think it was 2015, where Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, like right before they split up, they did this movie. It is weird, but it does have Angelina in the tub, and I'm here to say
that is still
you know worth going back and watching that whole movie.
How was her
I
toilet?
I hate to be a perv. facing the right way.
You see, that's good set design.
Is.
Good set design.
Next call. I write a lot. I write this a lot on the Yak Shack.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Let's listen.
Mike, it's Rob from Stanford again.
Oh, dear.
Look, I'm sorry, man. I threw a bunch of bras in the middle of it. Like, for California friends, brothers, bras. That's not how we grew up in Maine.
Does anyone understand this yet?
I know exactly what he's talking about. In a previous call, this gentleman... This and he's apologetic now. He said bra. He said bra in his like bro.
Oh, brother, like bro.
Yeah.
That's
bro,
what
bra.
I'm talking about, bro.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Oh, I do too. All right. Well, thank
you. Douchebag quotient 10.
They call each other Gooba. Or what's up with you, Bob? What's going on?
Oscar likes his.
Mike, I apologize. I hope you're having fun up in Bahava, in that area.
He's drunk.
Yeah. And I hope you see more moose.
Moose!
Moose.
I love the show. You guys are doing great.
Thanks.
Oscar, you need to be less tightly wound and just fit into things more better. Oscar, you need to calm down because you get upset and you want to be part of the group even though you're not understanding things. So you yell out things in the middle of things.
Yeah. Things.
He's right.
That's good.
It's accurate.
You're doing good. You?
Thank you.
Doing good.
Compliment you.
That is very sweet. I like the guy.
All right. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks.
Goodbye. Okay, so nice. Bra was the thing.
Bra.
Yeah. Hey, bra. That's bra. What he was talking about.
Hey, bra. Fun. How about another kombucha? Bra.
Bra.
Understand. Rob, last week, I think it was during the bonus show, you made a controversial statement.
Ooh.
And you got some heat. I think this might have to do with that, but you got, right. I know you got a
can't
couple
wait.
In here.
All right.
Dealing with a space.
Oh, space.
Space exploration. Let's listen to this one.
Hey, Rob. Bobby with 3Bs. Hey.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, listen. I've got a moral conundrum for you.
Hmm.
If I could guarantee you
not that.
Right. That Kyle Mooney would take a fall and fracture his...
All right, I'm going to intro the call again properly.
No problem.
This had nothing to do with space. Rob gets a couple of space calls where people are giving him heat.
SpaceX. Yeah,
this is just a call for you. This is simply a Rob
personal call.
As he said, a moral conundrum, something I'll need to consider. Yes.
Let's listen.
Hey, Rob. Bobby with 3Bs. Hey, listen. I've got a moral conundrum for you. If I could guarantee you that Kyle Mooney would take a fall and fracture his pelvis irreparably, would you consent to 20 minutes of platonic cuddling with a man who looks a lot like you?
Hmm.
Rob, can you explain the Kyle?
Yes. Kyle Mooney is he's a Saturday Night Live regular, probably the funniest Saturday Night Live regular since Denny Dillon in 1983. He is not a funny man. And okay. I tend
which
to
which one is Kyle Mooney? Tell
long,
me which one.
Curlyish hair.
Oh, he's terrible.
Yeah,
skinny.
Yeah.
Of course. He's one of Lauren's
sucks.
Boys.
Doesn't
yeah.
belong on this show. Terrible.
Yeah, but I would, absolutely you know, terrible. Even if he's unfunny, I would never wish an irreparable injury to another person. I no. As far as the cuddling, though, I'm open to suggestions.
There you go. Okay, very good. That guy. I don't. What does he do on that show? He doesn't do anything.
He's a paycheck.
Know, he does
barely shows up.
Does a couple. He has done some Weekend Update stuff. He does a lot of produced film pieces that run at about 12:50.
Maybe he's a writer guy.
More of a writer guy. I don't know. I've heard him on long form interviews. He can't seem to be funny.
Ooh,
it's not his thing.
All right, you want to get a call from Rob Mayer's concubine?
Ooh! Yes, please.
Let's listen.
Hey guys, Merle Rogers, mechanics for Pennsylvania. Sorry about the Bluetooth. I am driving currently and listening to the bonus show. It is Friday at 5:05 p.m.
Last Friday.
Rob, you said you're not sure what we got out of space exploration. I'll tell you what we got out of space exploration. Velcro. Velcro is what we got out of space exploration, and that's the greatest thing known to man. All right, bye.
First of many today, Rob. Yeah, a lot of people wanted to talk about
Velcro.
That.
Anyone who says that Velcro is the best thing ever never met Merle Rogers.
Oh,
let's go to damn. Let's go. Everybody wants Queasy.
Hey, everybody, this is Cousin Teddy's landscaper, Rob, calling up here from Southern Maine.
Hi, Rob.
Just calling to say hello and thank you guys so much for everything you do. You really make my day go by so much faster.
Thank you, Rob.
I love to giggle.
Thank you.
But hey, Mike, I need that T-shirt, man. You know, it's been a wet spring up here.
You're getting
my
one.
My uniforms look bad.
You're getting
I look
one
like
for
a common dirt merchant, and I need
free.
That shirt, man.
You're going to get
so
one.
So please, get queasy, whatever you got. I'll take an old pocket tee out of the closet that doesn't fit anymore. Whatever you got. And Oscar, some people think it's gross, but it's really good on toast. Diarrhea.
Yes!
That's a new one.
Yes!
All right, Rob. I'm telling you this, Rob, and not my Rob, but the other Rob. I'm saying to Rob calling in right now.
Cousin Teddy's.
Dining at Cousin Teddy's tomorrow night, in my hand, when I get there, will be a Dick Queasy t-shirt. You got to specify the size. I want to say it's an XL, but I'm not sure. So if you can get any information to anybody, I'll bring one to Cousin
and
Teddy
also,
tomorrow night.
He needs to specify if he wants it worn by you or by Carla.
You're listening to the TMOS Yak Shack. This is whenever, I don't know why the hair on the back of my neck stands up when I see the word Lodi.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, Lodi is, even back on the old terrestrial show, the Don and Mike show, I remember Lodi used to be, we used to get some calls from Lodi.
Yeah.
That was just, you know, out
of about Lodi, it's not quite Sacramento.
Yeah, it's not quite Sacramento. It's I think it's where they dump the bodies from Sacramento.
Oh, no.
But let's listen.
Hey guys, this is Joe from Lodi. Hey, we just got our tickets to Saturday night's spectacular, and I want you guys to tell Kim. Say hi, Kim.
Hello.
Tell Kim why she needs to start listening to the TMOS show before we get there. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Is that Kim?
Because
it was a terrible. I know. I'm sorry. I said
Kim.
That.
K-I-M. K-I-M.
Kim. Yep. Hey, Kim. Kim, listen. Kim, if you start listening to the show, I will personally, when you get to either the Saturday show or the Friday show, I will personally do whatever you wish. I will tell a story. I will do an impression. Ooh. Any of the three of us will.
Yes.
We will tailor
demand.
Where's
Walk
Kim?
Like a dog.
Kim, what? And Kim, it can be anything. Anything. What
whatever
would you
like
us to do?
Yeah.
If you start listening to the show, if there's something you listen that you like, we'll do it for you, okay? You know what? Kim, if you listen to it, my personal favorite, my number one on the hit parade right now is Daniel Day-Lewis from There Will Be Blood, all right?
A teaser,
so I would
please.
Like to be up there. Oh, Kim, I'd like you to get on stage with me, Eli, you piece of afterbirth. Anyway, thank you very much.
Hey, my new why don't you own that?
By the way, I think perhaps we'll do a... Production-wise, a deeper dive on that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
I think that may be on the way. All right, just a call from a lady. Are you ready?
A lady.
TMOS Yak Shack? Yeah. A lady.
Hi, boys. This is Olivia in Maine.
Hi, Olivia.
I'm just listening to Yak Shack from earlier this week, and I want to confirm, I grew up, well, I spent my teenage years in Kennebunk, and it is a racist asshole.
Oh,
our boy from Kennebunk is representing it well.
Wow.
I want to tell you all three of you boys are gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I love you. And yeah, that's Kennebunk.
Wow. I guess that somebody has a problem
there was
where
a blood
she lives.
Feud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
and also
tough.
Our second call from Kennebunk is the guy that wanted Carla to sleep in the shirt, also from Kennebunk.
From Kennebunk. And you know, the way I'm doing these, I go through these and you get Maine, then you get like Virginia, yeah. Maryland, then you get like Kansas. It works its way across the country, which
Mike,
is interesting. The way
you know
the,
what's crazy
go.
About our show?
What's
is
that?
Today, this afternoon, I find out what day I'm supposed to go to Kennebunk
oh.
for the day for
oh.
the you know what.
Oh, oh yeah.
Yeah.
The you know when.
Wow.
For you know when.
Yes.
Very exciting.
To put a line in you know
you're,
where.
Yeah.
But you're getting, you know, you're coming up at the best time, which is going to be cool. So, you know, you ought to think about, look, don't get mad at me. No, you ought to think about bringing your bride up with you. She liked it up here, didn't she?
Mike, I just got to get in and get out. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I think
good.
I don't have a guest policy either. It's just.
I understand.
I got clearance with clearance, and that's it.
So where's your wife then?
Yeah. You know, I was talking about, I think I was bitching to my sister.
Yes.
Last week, we were talking to each other, and I said, oh, God, I hate traveling. Hey, we're driving from, you know, from Maine all the way down to Florida. It's the week that we do that, you know, it takes so long to get down to that dad. And I'm complaining about traveling. So, and so Carly's, Kathy's walking along. And she says, you know, Paul, her husband, man of steel, he says, you know, Paul used to do an overnight in Europe and come back the next night. And I really, you know, at the time, I'm like, it was impressive to hear that. But what I really want to do is turn around to her and go, one more.
Is there, you know what, Mike? Is there anything greater than when you parrot something back in a ridiculous voice? Like if you would turn to her and say, Paul, you have to go to Europe for overnight.
Did he fly with his special cape? I'm sorry, I'm such a wimp that I don't even like to drive in a Subaru. I mean, can it make me feel any more inadequate? It's like my testicles fell off. You know,
it's hard
like,
to see Paul without the S on his chest.
He's great. I had a great time with him yesterday. Paul and I are having a good summer together. More comedy and then we'll take a break.
Hello, Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
Tom Brokaw, formerly NBC and Nightly News.
Pretty good.
Listen, I heard your impression of me and you lily livered lightweight. Let's see how loquacious you can be by delivering this line. A plethora of lovely lesbians lovingly licking in Lithuania. left on a lorry traveling to Lebanon. This has been Tom Brokaw, NBC News.
Did I hear a lady part in there? Did I?
You did.
Yes.
You won't hear it
you
in
really
the replay.
Need to edit that one. You won't.
But you heard it this time. You heard it live.
I don't like that. I don't want to clean. I don't want to end the first segment on that. No. Listen and learn. Listen and learn. We have a test here.
No value in space exploration.
There it is.
I'm grateful for things like camera phones, scratch resistant lenses, CAT scans, LEDs, landmine removals, athletic shoes, emergency foil blankets, water purification systems, the dust buster, inner ear thermometers, home insulation, the jaws of life, wireless headsets, memory foam, freeze-dried food, adjustable smoke detectors, baby formula, modern-day prosthetics, the computer mouse, the portable computer. NASA's done so much for us. Don't dog them so much.
All right. A little more.
That was
though.
A serious call.
Yeah, you know what about that guy? He sounds like a guy that would prefer an inner ear thermometer.
Okay, hold on just a second. That's all you took out of that. You need more learning, Spiewak.
So the NASA budget. Rob's concerned that that money could be better used other places. I would like to point out that the NASA budget accounts for less than 0.5% of the entire national budget.
Empty argument.
0.49% of the national budget goes to NASA funding. It's a drop in the hat compared to all of the benefits we get from NASA. Have a good day. Love you guys.
All right. If it's a drop in the bucket, I'd like for him to give me 0.5% of all his money, since that money doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Sir,
you're
and
digging
remember,
in.
Here's
I stand
you're
with
digging
you.
In. You're going to get more.
Well, you see, the thing is, I was misquoted. I just said I wasn't a big fan of the notion of space travel. Okay? I understand the value of it.
No, that's not what you said.
And that's exactly
show.
What I said.
You said.
Shut up.
No.
Shut up.
You said.
No, you're going to lie. You're just going to lie. No.
Mike was there as well. You said, hi. I don't know why we did it. What value did it bring to us? That's what you said.
No, it's not what I said. I said, I'm not a big fan of it. And then I further said that perhaps the money could have been better served elsewhere. And I further said, I do realize the value of it in retrospect, but I stand
I wrote
by
it
the
down.
Fact. Oh, Mike
it
has it written down, so okay, that's fine.
I wrote it down. Rob said, anybody who's interested in space exploration is a dildo.
Yeah, that's what I said. I remember that now. Thank you for the refresher course.
Glad I could clear that up. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh,
hey!
TMOS Live 10th Anniversary Spectacular at the Zappos Council Chambers Theater on November 15th and 16th. Yeah. UP1 sold out the first show, but the second show still has a few tickets left. And in case you've been living under a rock, both shows are going to be completely different from each other. So that means you need to go to both of them. So do your Paisan Paulie a favor, head over to the MikeO'MearaShow.com website and buy the tickets. Let's sell this out, because Mike has enough oxygen in his life already. Capiche? Grazie mille grazie. Back to you, Mike.
God bless you, Paul, Chris, Paulie, Christine.
Mike, two I requests. Think we should say that that is Captain Paul Christine of the National Aeronautics Space Administration.
Does Paulie Christine put his own music behind them, or does
no,
he do them dry?
He does them dry, and I do the
bone
music.
Dry.
Okay. So now the first request I know I will get. So request for all Paulie Christine's promos from now on. Always with opera in back of them.
Okay,
always.
Thank you. I'm glad you
always,
like that
always.
Choice.
A brilliant idea. It works.
That came from drinking.
See? Some of the best ideas. And the other thing will be, for Paulie Christine, more real Italian. Speaking real. I love the real Italian. Mm. It makes me happy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Here is a fact. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and by the time you notice, it's too late. The solution for hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. For hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. I hate doctors' offices.
Doctors.
So I love forhims.com. Remember, easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. So act now.
Now.
Now?
Now. Order now. Our listeners can get started with the Hims Complete Hair Care Kit. Hair kit.
Mike, it's a hair
I'm
kit.
I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing it. Hold on.
Oh, God. Here we go. Stop the music.
Order now. Our listeners can get started with the Hims Complete Hair Kit for just $5 today. While supplies last and subject to doctor's approval, see website for full details and safety information. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy anywhere else. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. Pretty good yaks today.
Yeah.
And, I you know, if you
the
ever want to call.
The valid points have been made.
We take calls all the time at 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Call morning, noon, and night. Comments, critiques.
Mm. Yes.
Blistering critiques if you want. I draw the line on the, you know, on the real hate, on the pure hate.
Good.
And sometimes I let the hate through just so I can say, you know, deal with my Irish bagness. Ooh. But. I will tell you, the jokes are welcome. Anything's welcome. And, you know, any hour of any day.
Not a lot of singing, please.
No. Well, no. Why not? Come on now.
If it's just temper thyself.
Happy birthday to you.
You don't like that?
All right. I like it. You know what I really like? He still didn't hear it.
Now, I write doesn't standard matter. Things. I go through the calls. I don't listen to all of them always, but I will listen to a little bit. And sometimes I will put, I don't understand.
Right.
But when I'm really confused about a call, I'll write, I just don't know. Okay. So this next call is, I just don't know.
My name is Pete Puma. Yeah, I'm calling from Richlands, North Carolina, because I'm looking for a little bunny rabbit. And I just want to eat him all up.
I can offer.
Mr. Spiewak seems to be the only one of the trifecta that understands what's going on.
Pete Puma is an obscure Warner Brothers cartoon character that was an opponent to Bugs Bunny in several cartoons. He was voiced by Stan Freberg impersonating Frank Fontaine, who did Crazy Guggenheim on the Gleason Show. But wow. The voice was sort of like,
deep cut.
Oh, give me a whole lot of lumps.
All right, let's listen to it. Now that we know, let's listen.
My name is Pete Puma. Yeah, I'm calling from Richlands, North Carolina, because I'm looking for a little bunny rabbit. Yeah, I just want to eat him all up.
Okay. The joke in the cartoon was every time they would get together, Bugs Bunny would offer him coffee, and he could pour him coffee, and he'd say, how many lumps do you want? He said, I want a whole lot of lumps, and he'd hit him over the head.
Okay.
So that's how it worked.
Thank you. There's more information than we needed. Let's go to our creative team on the TMOS Yak Chat.
Hi, it's Dave. I'm stuck in traffic. So here's some free spots for the show. All right. 3, 2, 1. USA Women's Soccer won a championship. And if you want to be a champion, listen to the champions at the Mike O'Mara show. Okay, that's fun. All right. Another spot. 3, 2, 1. Hey, Washington football, we're not allowed to say the name of the team anymore because it's racist. But I'll tell you somebody who isn't racist. The people on the Mike O'Mara show. Tune in.
Tune in.
Creative team.
Let's see. All right. Another spot. Larry Michaels spot. 3, 2, 1. Listen to the Mike O'Mara show. I do. All right. Let's see. Two more spots.
Like Mad Men.
Yeah.
Another spot. Orioles. 3, 2, 1. The Orioles suck. They're having a terrible, terrible season. They're losing many, many games in a row.
Creative team.
For no goddamn reason. But if you need a goddamn reason to listen to a podcast, tune in to the Mike O'Mara show on Stitcher and other places where podcasts are sold. Thank you. All right, I'll try to find one more.
One more.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Some people like going to Canada and watching a sport called curling, where they use brooms to push around stones. And if you want to hear a podcast with lots of stones, listen to the Stones on the Mike O'Mara show. Because they got
it's our creative department.
You love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Tune in. All right, that's it. Dave, bye.
Thanks so much. Thanks. That's our
Love
creative
it.
Team.
That was maybe my favorite call yet today.
That's yeah.
Larry Michael.
I told you it was all over the place. Yeah. It was,
I do.
It was fantastic. I do.
I do.
Listen to the Mike Homer show. I do.
Use
the
light bulbs. I do.
I do.
You know, it's amazing to make an entire career doing play-by-play for a team whose name you cannot pronounce.
How does he say it?
It is not. Well, if I was doing play-by-play, touchdown Washington Redskins, like
yes.
Frank Herzog. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
used to do
exactly.
It. Fellow American University graduate. Frank Herzog, wonderful guy, great guy. Then moved out by Larry Michael, who says, touchdown, Washington Redskins. The Washington Redskins, Washington Redskins.
So true.
Washington Redskins. It's the way he pronounces the name of the team, when it should be Washington Redskins. And you really want to trace the history of that proud franchise and the direction they've gone in. You can kind of time it. Because when they became Washington Redskins, yeah. everything else kind of went by. But Larry was younger, he was more aggressive, and he
Spry.
Got the gig. Yes.
Do you remember when sometimes you would pretend to be Sonny Jurgensen on the mic?
How are you, Larry?
I remember,
what a
I
great
shall,
time.
I shall always remember one thing you said and character you said. Larry Michael, he's a climber.
He's a
oh
climber.
Oh, my God.
Larry will climb.
Jesus.
Look over there, Sam. He's climbing Dan Snyder's pant leg.
All right, next on call air. On the Yak Shack.
Yes, it's a climber.
Comes from Tony.
Hey, this is Tony Lamb from Frederick, Maryland.
Tony Lamb.
I've only had one beer tonight, but I actually started dialing 866-636-1067 and realized that wasn't correct. But anyways, just wanted to say, what was I talking about? Oh, selective service. Anyways, I just sent Rob and Oscar an email explaining that selective service
it.
Is yes. required, although probably not the first time you've heard that.
Hi,
all right, sorry,
Mike in
sorry.
Miami
sorry.
Again.
We're taking another one. Sorry.
Hey,
wow.
Mike, I just want to remind you, you know, I love the show, but I'm not a big fan of your politics. You are so unaware.
All right, thank you. Let's okay. take another call. Thank Ooh. You very much.
Me love Mike. Rocky Road.
Goodies.
Yep.
Oscar.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's move on. Would you like to hear from Boss. A cool mom? Isn't it great that in the middle of the Yak Shack, we can just go through them like we were
it's
doing
great.
Live calls,
yeah.
you know? Thanks for the call.
Like
a cool
this is like a weird Beatles record.
Here's a call from a cool mom.
Nice.
We need a little palate cleanser right now.
Uh-huh. Hi, gentlemen. I have someone here named Ollie who is 2 and wants to say hi. Can you say hi? Say hi, Mike. Hi,
hi
Oscar.
Hi,
Santana. Hi, oh. Rob.
So sweet.
Anyway, we were driving and we are introducing our son to some of our Motown favorites. And the Jackson 5 ABC came on, and I wanted to know what your thoughts were on whether it's not okay to listen to the Jackson 5, because I'm very not okay with listening to Michael Jackson these days, but I don't know about that one.
He was
so
a little kid.
Wondering what your thoughts were on that, and Ollie wanted to now say hi again.
That's sweet.
Hey, Allie.
Hi, Rob.
Oh,
we
all
love
got
you
our
guys.
Oh,
nice.
That's
Bye.
What's your take, Mike?
I think, well, back. All right, I'll give you my 1980s answer and
okay.
my current answer.
Yes.
I'll give you the current answer first, based on her voice. The current answer would be, you know, it's a tough call for people because when you read about the allegations and then they come to the surface again, and then there's that documentary, which, by the way, vaporized. Never continued after that. It's kind of weird, but that will pass with time. And whether you like Michael Jackson or not, the music will live on. I think it's impossible for it not to. Michael Jackson's music, especially from the Jackson 5 era, it's tough to ignore that. It was such a big part of our musical history. The answer that I will give her for the old 80s answer would be, I'm not sure I can answer that unless you send some pictures in. All right, anyway, go ahead. That's terrible. That's, no, I know. That's horrible. And it's probably within the context of what she's talking about. Yeah. It's even worse.
Yes, I know.
So strike that from the record. Yeah.
I would like to say this. When I did some music for Julia's graduation party, I included the song I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. When it played, a friend of mine gave me a look and went like, really? I said, yeah, it's a good song, and the Jackson estate doesn't benefit from it anymore. That's all owned by Motown.
So you did it. You did a deep dive on it.
You did it your way.
Yeah, I did it my way.
Yeah.
Why not? I agree with you. Oscar, any thoughts?
I was going to say that he was a kid, so it would be, it would, I think it's I really honestly think, and I'm not a PC, like a police guy. I think that it's too soon to have that conversation and for us to say how that would make victims feel or victims of child abuse feel when they hear his voice and hear what is a child predator. I think that you got to say it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing.
Okay. All right. Let's listen to one more before we have to take a break here. All right.
Hey, this is Dave from Deltona, Florida. That's just south of Tallahassee, just north of Miami.
I can picture it.
I've been meaning to call him for a while. I am not a huge contributor just through financial situations, but I recently got my house, bought it for my parents, used Cornerstone Financial. Joanne was awesome.
Oh, cool.
And in the same week, bought a Sleep Number bed.
There you go.
Good man.
EMOS was the one that reason that I bought the bed. So I know that I'm driving, so I'm going to get off the phone, but I love you guys. And, you know, through everything going on in my life, my wife's had two major surgeries in the past month, neck surgery and back surgery, and you are bringing a ray of joy into my life each and every day, and I appreciate you guys.
Man, would they all That's be so like sweet. That.
Great call, man.
Get that right out Keep to the home up. Office. Get that right out to the home office. We have to take a little break here. When we come up, we're come back, we're going to wrap up the Yak Shack and more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa!
Have you changed your Depends undergarment? You'll need to change it after listening to the side-spreading comedy on The Mike O'Mara Show. You can use your ears to hear Mike with his luxurious voices, Rob's whooping laughter, and Oscar Santana... Wait, what does he do again? Where am I? I don't know, so I'll just go back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com or The Mike O'Mara Show app. Is it time for Matlock?
Wow.
Is that Dan?
Dan the intern.
Dan the intern again with a... How many has he done? With
He's
his,
done three voices. Character voices, and we have another character voice in development.
Okay,
it welcome didn't back. Quite measure up.
Okay, welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Great. If you need a bra, look no further than Third Love. You'll get a perfect fit guaranteed thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. Just answer a few simple questions online, and you'll find your perfect fit in 60 seconds for both size and shape, plus more sizes than most other brands. And true convenience, skip the trip and try it on at home. Nice. Third Love bras feature lightweight, super thin memory foam cups. Only Third Love has them. Also, straps that don't slip. Tagless labels, no itching. There's a 100% fit guarantee. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Carla loves hers, and you are going to love yours. The Third Love bra. Third Love has a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. What's the name of that intern again?
Daniel Hoisington.
The Heisington.
Heisington.
Well, that was a nice last listener we had, and we're in the middle. We're in the just in the middle of the get-go stages.
Oh,
the
Yak Shack.
Let's take a call from a fan of Ellen. I would assume that's the Ellen that he likes.
DeGeneres?
I don't know. Let's listen.
Hello, Yak Shackery. This is Chris, and I'm calling from Maryland. And I have something to say about Ellen DeGeneres, America's sweetheart, but I hate her show. Game of Games, I think it's sadistic, masochistic, and egocentric.
Wow.
And I hate it. That's all. And I don't really like Oprah either.
Bye.
Thanks for sharing. That's what it's all about. Wow. On the X Shack. Share what you want. I'm not a big watcher of the Ellen show.
No, she must be more of a judge show
she's
lady.
She's the demo.
Well, I don't know if she'd be a contrarian, Oscar. The use
most
of that
people
word
love
would be
those shows.
If she argues with everything you like. I'll give you an example of a discussion with a contrarian.
Okay.
Say anything you wish to me.
New Coke was fantastic.
I don't know if I like New Coke. Why do they have to mess with the recipes? I'm not a fan.
Okay. What about Mike's wife is gorgeous.
Gorgeous is a relative term. She's nice looking, but I don't know if she's gorgeous. I didn't really say that. He just made me do that.
He tricked you.
He just tricked me.
He tricked you.
All right. Then, good. I'm going to play an Oscar fan now.
Oh, good.
Ellen, this is Alex from Forest Hill, Maryland. I've been listening to TMOS for 2,267 episodes.
Whoa.
Wow.
On the 2,261st episode, the following sentence, which has been the best sentence that was ever uttered on the TMOS show, was said by Oscar. And I quote, now, remember, I've been in this wormhole of TMOS and Podcast Village and running a business. So I'm not well aware about a lot of dynamics of what's going on in the news or what's been reported. I did not put two and two together that, I guess, in a grandiose manner of what this 4th of July was representing for a lot of people. Period. End of sentence. That, my friends, is the best phrase that has ever been uttered on your show.
Pretty good.
Loved it. Have a great
thank you,
great
I get it.
I'm here.
We have potato salad. We have a Caesar salad. And over here is the word salad. Yes, sirree. Enjoy.
Dressing
enjoy
on the slide, sir.
Rob, we have a specific question about the fat guy that we play on the show.
Mike, okay, good.
Rob, Oscar, Maddie, Tony, assorted interns, Chris from Baltimore. Hope everyone is doing well. Question for you guys. We keep hearing the drop, I'll do anything for food. And then he talks about all this ridiculous amounts of food that he consumes, which makes you want to throw up just thinking about it.
Yeah.
36 Frankfurters. Ganesh.
Okay. All right. Get to the point.
Chinese
food. What's the question?
I'm never full. Where does that come from? I have a feeling that it was
Where does it come from? I'm curious.
He's referring, Mike, to us.
And I'll do anything for food. Right. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Yeah. Okay. That tape, we've been playing it for a while.
Right.
It is actually from the debut, the premiere episode, the pilot episode of This Is Us.
you're listening. You're listening to the Yak Shack.
Yeah, you are.
We have more space anger, Rob. I'm sorry. I got 1,000 of them.
Hey, guys. This is Al Abagir from Leroy, New York. Big fan of the show and all, each one of you gentlemen. I have to call out Spiewak. What a! I thought you hit I thought you peaked with your dim-wittedness when you said that you didn't know where Montreal was, only to find out that was a foothill to Mount Stupidity when you said you're not a big fan of space travel. I can't believe what you're saying. We're about the same age. We have benefited tremendously from space travel and exploration. Get your head out of the jukebox and expand your horizons. Good day.
Wow.
Has NASA's research figured out a way to get him a personality?
Okay. Rob's fighting back today.
Oh,
he's
man.
Fighting back, ladies and gentlemen.
Like that I just was.
That guy sounded great.
More learning. I think when I write more learning, it might be the same
like
thing.
Learning,
I don't
though.
Know.
Learning
We've
is great.
A few left
hey,
here.
This is Christian from Ellicott City. I just listened to the segment that Mike was talking about when seeing Roadkill, and you were making fun of Oscar about seeing kangaroos on the side of the road. I spent some time in Australia a while ago, and while we were doing some of our long drives, one of the number one pieces of roadkill we'd see on the road were dead kangaroos. Aww. We saw them all over the road while driving up and down the coast of Australia. Another ironic thing, they actually do have pens of deer there, like on deer farms. So isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
How about
Thank
that?
You. Thank you very much. Yeah, no response for that one. The more learning, but we do have a movie fan. Let's get through the
movies
last few
are great,
these,
aren't they?
Hey guys, it's Catherine from Kent Island.
Ooh,
I literally just had to pull over because I was laughing so hard at Mike doing the There Will Be Blood, Daniel Day-Lewis, because I just watched that the other night. Also, I was wondering if you could help me, because I quote this a couple times a week. It was from the old show, but good speech.
it's a good speech. Good speech.
It makes me laugh every time.
Yeah.
But I don't know the origin, so I would love to know what I'm quoting. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for being so fun. Talk to you later. Bye.
So sweet. Bye. Very nice.
And love the ladies calling this week. Yes. Lots of ladies on the action. That the origin of that good speech is from Henry Fonda in on Golden Pond when Dabney Coleman, who is playing the role of Jane Fonda's boyfriend, gives him a speech about sleeping together. He says, good speech. And he says he's not going to take crap from him. Bottom line, you want to sleep together. It's one, we'll do it tomorrow. Can you play it tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. We can show play that on the show. Sure.
It's funny. So it's on Golden Pond if you want to watch a slightly dated but wonderful movie.
It's a great scene where Henry Fonda's on the front of the boat. You're going to love it.
It's very cool. Yeah, Rob likes the scene where he falls into the water. This next one says, get it. This might be for Rob also.
Ooh.
Get it.
Listen, this is Aaron from Reno. And I know, Mike, you've been having some issues with Siri and voice to text. And I wanted to tell you about an issue I've been having with Siri.
This is for Rob.
It keeps calling me Shirley. I say, hey, Siri, tell me about so-and-so. And it'll say, okay, Shirley, this is what I know about so-and-so. And I'll say, hey, Siri, my name's not Shirley. Why are you calling me Shirley? And it'll say, I'm sorry, Shirley. I don't know what you're talking about. So I go through all my settings on the iPhone, and it turns out I had it on airplane mode. Airplane mode. TMOS, Yak Shack.
Okay, get it. I knew he'd like that. Get it? Don't call me Shirley, from airplane. Yeah, thank you. On and gone call. Got to get through them.
Hey, how's it going? Richard Pecker, a.k.a. the Pecker, calling from Hollywood, California, representing the Birkenstock company.
Oh!
Okay, there he goes.
That's it?
The Birkenstock hookup. Look at that.
I told
like
you,
that.
It was on and gone and another joke.
So you brought back Make Me Laugh. So I got a joke, but it's going to be told two different ways because my business partner's wife was telling me this joke that he was saying to the grandkids. And the joke that she said was, you know what Cinderella said on her honeymoon? Of course, I said, no, I don't know. And she goes, someday my prince will come. And I looked at her and I thought, why is my partner telling this joke to his grandchildren?
Yeah, why?
It just didn't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, when I asked him later on, I said, so tell me this joke, what the joke was. He goes, no. The joke was, what did Cinderella say when she left the portrait studio? Someday my prince will come.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It works either way.
Both of them. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't work either way.
The original. Work, thank you.
The original
you
joke
much.
Was Photomat. What did Cinderella say when she left Photomat?
But if it's a portrait studio, there is no Photomat, so you have to modernize the joke and say the portrait studio, my prince will come.
Well, if you're going to be unfunny, you might as well be accurate.
Okay. Thank you. We have a picky call right
now. Hey, friends. This is Mark from Springfield, Virginia.
Not another long-winded one.
Just something I noticed about the way Rob pronounces a particular word. It sort of stands out to me. It doesn't bother me, but it does stand out. I grew up in New York, where I was surrounded more of like the Pauly Christines than anybody else.
All right.
More Pauly Christine than, say, Colin Firth. So I was around the word chocolate with a C-H-A-W, chocolate, chocolate. I've sort of ditched that way of saying it since I've moved down to Virginia with a more standard chocolate with like a C-H-A-L-K, chocolate. Rob says chocolate, chocolate, with almost an A-H, chocolate.
Wow.
And it's just stands out as a bit strange for somebody who seems to enjoy it so much.
What's going on? Do you get this?
Chocolate.
What's
chocolate. Chocolate. You know what the A-H is? It's this guy, but it stands for ass.
God, okay. Rob's in full. Sorry. Rob's not going to be clever with his answers now because he's in full defensive crouch.
Do you say chocolate with enthusiasm usually?
Chocolate.
No, when you're on the air.
I can't imagine.
It's not chocolate. It's chocolate.
Chocolate. Chocolate. No, I wouldn't say it like
chocolate.
That. Yeah, but I wouldn't say chocolate. Now I'm.
You say
I'm,
chocolate. Now.
No, I
you
don't.
Say
no,
chocolate.
I was just. I was using chocolate. His. I was chocolate. Using. I was using his affectation to see if it felt wrong in my mouth.
Well, how do you say it? How
chocolate.
Do you really say it?
Chocolate.
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 You say it's chocolate.
Chocolate.
It's an awesome. You say ah.
Chocolate.
You say it like Sean Anderson would say it.
Now that you take
on
that
WG.
Back.
Okay, we got two more. This is the TMOS. Yeah, chocolate.
Calling from Ashburn, Virginia.
Yay!
About to whistle for my dog.
I know what that is.
Yeah,
do you have it?
I
do. You have it? This is what he's doing by the whistle. There she is, our lady, Cardi. Thank you. Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, I give you the TMOS Yak Shack call of the week to wrap
oh,
things
excellent.
Up. Here. Call of the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so you know that's what I'm talking about. Oh, hey, boys. Hey, it's MJ Splinson over here. And I see you guys over there, so thank you for showing up.
What?
So everything is great. Everything is fine and dandy. And I got to tell you that it's certainly the 33rd year anniversary of
what?
Whatever BS that you'd believe that. Come out of my mouth. I have no idea. I'm MJ Splimson. Yeah. So, hold on a second here. Let me get, yes. I've just opened up myself a brand new LaCroix. It's so delicious. It tastes like a sunshine has been dipped into a beautiful wave of delicious caramel. Oh boy. It's kind of a weird can boy. Though. It's a blue can, and they spelled LaCroix so weird. It's B-U-D light. It's a weird spelling for LaCroix. So let me... delicious. It's so good. I just love it. Hey, Rob, with two B's. It doesn't belong for two B's. Nobody gets it.
What?
Goodbye.
Call of the week, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed the X Shack.
MJ Splimson.
Yeah. And Rob, we need a big finish music for that. We
like a fanfare
in the X Shack. That'd be helpful next week. But keep them coming, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't tired. I hope you haven't.
Fair but balanced.
Yes. Oh, they do. They do. They're all over the lot, but they're great. Ladies, love your calls. I love the little kids calling. I love it all. It's the X Shack. 888-920-MORE. 888-920-6673. Call anytime on the TMOS Yak Shack. We'll come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, the Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify. Just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. So let's say you're at Burger King, you know, for a bite to eat, and there's always like one onion ring with your fries, right? You know that deal. Do you get upset? Do you scream? Do you vomit a little because of the internal rage? Do you throw your half-eaten Whopper at an invalid that's seated nearby and then point to the cooks and accuse them of unsavory motives? Nah, of course not. You accept it for what it is. It's a little bonus. A little delightful one at that. Life's full of wonderful little bonuses, if you're just wise enough to notice them. Delightful bonuses like the sixth episode that TMOS provides every week. What's that called again, Oscar?
The bonus show.
Thank you.
That was an ad lib.
Do you like it when you
nailed
it? Do you feel like you're a puppet master and we're all marionettes that are dancing to your
tune?
You
see, what I do when I type that, I think, how will this go? It could go great or it could be a disaster. Either way, I'm going to have a good time.
Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all of our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS. Yay, verily, it is truly your passport to the asport. Did I say that?
Perfect.
Right?
Yes.
Copyright TMO. Please buy the TMOS bonus show and have it your way. The TMOS bonus show is brought to you by the AT&T Yellow Pages. Let your fingers do the walking. The Yellow Pages are owned by American Telephone and Telegraph and service companies to management. We remind you to put the phone down and use the book. Thank you very much. And now, the news.
News.
Yay, verily.
With all the buzz about Tom Hanks' new Mr. Rogers movie, Ellen Barkin tweeted about an encounter she had with a couple of other children's TV icons.
Mm. Oh.
Here's her quote. I'm informing you now. Captain Kangaroo told me to go F myself.
What?
What am I hearing? Hello?
Hello.
There's something in your house?
Oh. Yeah, hold on just a second. My TV, Carla. My television. The audio on my TV has mysteriously turned on.
Carla likes to watch television.
Like stories. Yes,
sure.
Absolutely.
It's getting ready for The Price is Right. It's on a half an hour.
Talk amongst yourselves. Sure, I'm fixing this. I can't go on.
Gotta let the tube warm up.
Sometimes my cable box will come on downstairs.
Yep.
And Shannon will swear I'm home because I just, I guess, somehow came in without her hearing.
Right.
Which does not happen because it's such a small house.
And also, wouldn't Santos bark if you got home?
Something would happen.
Yeah, it would be a... It'd be a yeah.
And she's too... I mean, I guess she doesn't look at our app that has a security system or anything like that, so...
The figures
whatever,
blur her.
Right?
Yeah.
And she's like, why did you leave the TV on? I'm like, I'm not even home.
Do you think maybe with the age of your house, could it be a poltergeist, a playful ghost?
No, I think we have the same TV on the first, second floor, and when she hits on, sometimes it hits the other button.
It's small enough.
Yeah, it's so small, it goes straight to the next floor.
You just need a series of mirrors.
So sad.
Sorry about that, boys.
Oh,
that
we're
was
back,
a,
baby.
An angry Republican yelling at Bob Mueller. Anyway, Captain Kangaroo told me to F myself. Sherry Lewis refused to shake my hand. That's what she also said. No, Sherry Lewis refused to shake the hand of my six-year-old son.
Wow.
Back then. Don't try to make a movie about either of those child-hating frauds, Ellen Barkin's voice.
I've never met Sherry Lewis, but Bob Keeshan was very nice to me.
You know, really?
Yeah.
When did you meet Captain Kangaroo?
He was at WJFK for something one morning, and he was cool. I have my picture
Captain
with him.
Captain 20 was a delight.
Oh, Captain 20. Oh, yo, Dick Dizel.
And, by the way, I saw that trailer after you guys maligned it yesterday on the show, where you said it's just too much Tom Hanks.
Oh, the Mr. Rogers trailer,
yes.
Yeah.
I loved that trailer.
Well, I'll watch the movie, and I'm a Tom Hanks fan. It's just sometimes Rob and I get caught up with the, there's just so much hype. And sometimes when he's back-to-back with Toy Story 4 and then the other hype, and I watch Toy Story 4, and it's like, anyway.
So Bob Keeshan was nice. Now
no, they were both, Sherry Lewis and Captain Kangaroo, Bob Keeshan, both mean to her. Surprisingly, people started backing up Ellen's tweet.
Really?
One person said, quote, I worked for Captain Kangaroo in the 60s. I believe you, he wasn't a very nice man. Another said, quote, Captain Kangaroo testified against me in a court case when I was 4. I have no idea what that means. Then someone else said, I met Sherry Lewis once and found her to be oddly rude. Then someone asked Ellen to dish her dirt on the captain, and she replied, quote, all in good time, my pretty. All in good time.
Ooh, wow.
I think Ellen Barkin's a little bit of a nut, which is in a good way, which is cool.
Any word on Bunny Rabbit or Grandfather Clock?
But Mr. Green Jeans was a friend of my father's.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, friend of my dad's. I've said that multiple times. Yeah, he was a page at NBC with my dad.
Okay, that Mr. makes Green sense. Jeans. Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Green Jeans. They were both abused. I'm sorry. No, I don't know that at all.
Abused by Fred Waring, right?
This is a bad one. I'm sharing it because I just wanted to comment on it and see what you think.
Yeah.
Boxer Maxim Dadashev died yesterday from injuries he suffered Friday night. I don't know if you watched any of the viral video on this.
Tragic.
He was fighting Subriel Matias. He was only 28 years old. Dadashev was a legit up-and-comer, 13-1 record going into the fight. He started getting pummeled so badly that his own trainer, Buddy McGirt, begged him to throw in the towel after the 11th round, but the damage had already been done. Dadashev was rushed to the hospital with bleeding on the brain. After a two-hour surgery, he was placed in a medically induced coma. He left behind a wife and a young son. Really surprised this doesn't happen more often.
Yeah.
Because it's a sport where you stop the fight for someone getting unconscious. And that's it. Whether the, who knows? It happens. It happens all the time. Probably happens a couple of times a year in boxing. And you got to wonder about that. You got to wonder about a society where we sit there and we use that for entertainment. Same with football and traumatic brain injuries. I think that long after we're gone, I've always thought this. I think long after we're gone, there may be an evolution where we will be less animalistic. And okay,
if you look back 2,000 years, we can't believe they used to do gladiators. That's nonsense. That's horrible. That's
even the sport I love, hockey, I think it's violent.
Yeah. We get the story breaks a couple days ago. And really, for me, maybe yesterday is the first time I actually see what happened, right? I sat there and I was like, man, these guys, I know that we don't see this enough, and we don't say this enough because we get blinded by the dollars. And yes, it is a blood sport. And but when you talk about the millions of dollars or the thousands of dollars these guys get, depending on where they are in their careers, they are risking their lives every time they go in.
Every
there.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's brutal. It's barbaric. It's barbaric. Do I enjoy boxing? I'm not going to stop watching boxing. Mm. I'm sorry. I feel bad about that. I do. But I just don't know what my stopping boxing would do. But at the same time, I understand, you know, if it went away tomorrow, don't you think most people would react like this? If it just went away, well, all right.
Yeah, it was a, you know, I think you're
logical,
right?
Nice right? Run. I think most people are like that.
Dying you had a nice,
yeah, all the violent sports. Yeah. I'd probably get that. It's tough.
Tough for cockfighting.
It's really, really tough. Very, very. Keep that. That never take away.
Ultra. Right. Every Friday at Podcast Village.
There's a new Lori Loughlin movie coming to Lifetime, sort of. A TV movie creatively titled College Admission Scandal, about how those rich people cheated to get their kids into top schools. No word on any casting, but if they really want ratings, they should call her. here she's like, you know, totally available. Speaking of Lifetime, they're also developing a movie about Wendy Williams' life, which will, quote, reveal the highs and lows she has experienced throughout her show. Wendy herself is executive producing the project. No, thank you. No, sorry.
Not, oh, I never really. Miss Wendy.
Really not that. Great yeah, you show. Did that boo-boo. Do you watch occasionally? Do you look
it did.
In?
Sometimes I look in, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea you were a Wendy
there's
Williams
a great
fan.
Energy on that show. Whoop, whoop.
Okay, very good.
makes sense,
another,
right?
Another check mark.
Hate space.
All right, anyway, the world's shortest IQ test is spreading around online right now. Have any of you taken a look at this yet? Have any of you read it?
No,
anybody...
no, I don't do this because you know why, Mike? The Russians are behind it.
Well, 17% of people get all of these questions right on the shortest IQ test. Here are the three questions. A bat and a ball cost $1.10. The bat costs a dollar more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
Ooh, damn. 10 cents.
No, it's wrong. I've heard this question in the past, and it seems like it should be 10 cents. Read it one more time.
You've run out of time, sir.
Is it yes, time's over.
Okay,
I'm
but
sorry.
It's not 10 cents.
It takes five machines, 5 minutes to make wrong. Five widgets. How long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
Oh, I would say 100 minutes.
The same amount of time.
All right. There's a patch of lily pads in a lake. Every day the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long will it take to cover half of the lake?
24 days.
47 days.
Rob got it right.
Damn
That's
it.
The first one right. The answers are, the common wrong answer is 10 cents for the first one. The right answer is 5 cents. The common wrong answer for the widgets is 100 minutes. The right answer is 5 minutes. And the common wrong answer is 24 days. The right answer is 47 days.
Damn!
I got them all wrong. All
me too,
wrong.
Mike.
Rob got one.
Well, what they're, those are I've seen those in the past. They're targeted to make them seem so easy.
The man's book smart.
Yeah. Well, let's go. He got one. He didn't get all of them.
Yeah,
he got one.
Astronauts got don't one. Get those.
Yeah, that's very difficult. Let me see. No, we don't need that.
I like
right.
that you're going all in.
All right.
Might as well go down
some those rubes. Hey, did you hear that Neil Armstrong, he actually died of malpractice? It just broke, I guess last night at 1 a.m. I read the story. No, I'm serious.
How do you die of malpractice?
So he went in for a heart bypass. And
oh, not he wasn't malpracticing.
No,
the doctor
no.
was.
He was in Cincinnati, and the hospital... They settled for like six point something million dollars with the family 2 years later because he died of complications of what would have been a malpractice lawsuit.
I had no idea.
Wow.
I have to do a deeper dive.
Just broke.
Apollo 11. That's pretty interesting. Now a little something something. 44-year-old Anastasia Tash was at her home near Tampa on Monday around 5:30 in the morning, and her husband was asleep on the couch. It's not clear if she just woke up or had if she'd just woken up. Or had been up all night, but she walked over to him while he was still sleeping, grabbed his most sensitive of areas, and squeezed them as hard as she could. She claimed she was trying to arouse him and that she just wanted to get it on, but he's in so much pain, he called 911. He told police he crumpled to the ground when it happened and was having trouble walking. Oh, my God.
Wow.
We haven't seen any updates on his condition yet, but Anastasia is facing charges for domestic battery. Mm. And I only have one thing to say to her. Hey, Anastasia, get a grip. There we go. Thank you very much. Thank you. That was terrible. Not all that funny, but let's move on. What a show. What a show. We'll take a break and come back with the very abbreviated audio vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm back. It's Angie Goff, and I've got a brand new show called Oh My Goff. It's waiting for you right now on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. We've got some great interviews done in non-traditional ways. Did somebody say massage chair? Fun talk, amazing stories,
so sweet.
Some of them personal. Tune in, because we're going to tell you what's good and how to make your life better. Subscribe, and don't forget to give me a 5-star review. Oh My Goff. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Hi, Angie. Something about Angie Goff talking about massage chairs gets my attention.
Mike,
thank you very
good
much.
Promo, yes. Yeah.
I got a text from Angie Goff late last night. She said, looking to get Lorena Bobbitt on the show.
Wow. Speaking of, grabbing down there.
A vice grip.
Yes.
Wow, vice grip. That's amazing. Good luck with that, Angie. I wish you nothing but the best in your podcast.
I won't
she
be in
records
that
it at Podcast Village.
Yes, she does.
She does.
Right across the hall.
Mm-hmm.
This section of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by The Vegas Show. Mark my words, once they're gone, they're gone. Saturday night tickets for the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular. Give me an update on the crawl, Oscar Santana.
I'm going to give it you right now as you
Friday
go
is sold out. You already, missed your chance.
Yes.
Gives me indigestion doing these.
Yes, it does.
I don't like reading.
A little reflux.
Yeah. Boo. Saturday, if you can't be there, you can be there if you hurry. Buy them now. Saturday, November 16th.
32 tickets left.
32.
32. Right,
so 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. We sold 5 yesterday.
I'll take 5 a day, Mike, all day.
I'll take 5 a day. I'd rather have 15 a day. They're on sale right now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. So buy your tickets. Let's open up the audio vault and get Rob Spiewak in here. Take it away, Rob.
I know I awarded the 911 call of the week already, but I have a runner-up because this guy wins the nice guy award. You know how you get the Amber Alert when you get a missing child and your phone lights up? Well, he called 911 to complain.
Mag emergency. Do you need police, fire, ambulance?
No, I want to know who the hell is sending these alerts. What right do you have to wake me up at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Okay, sir, it's an Amber Alert for a child that's been abducted.
I don't give a okay?
Okay.
I don't need to have these coming on my phone from Sudbury, all right?
I don't know what you're saying. We have nothing to do with that, so.
Well, I know, I'm not blaming you personally. You have to understand, what would you like me to call to complain? Because this is bullshit.
He just wants to complain.
Wow. Boy,
right?
You know,
it's
sir.
It's an Amber Alert.
I know.
God, the selfish
for
American
kids.
Right
the
there.
The only
God
reason they almighty work is because everybody gets them.
Silver Alert, you're like, they'll find them.
That's right. That's
they
kids,
scare
you
the
find
hell
them
out of me, and rightly so. Everybody should jump when that happens.
Amber.
And then if you see the car, maybe they find the kid, you selfish prick.
Speaking thank of you Silver Alert, let's talk about Billy Joel. He is a great pop singer, and he's connected. He still knows what the kids dig. He did a thing where they called Fishing for Answers, where they put random questions in a fishbowl. Okay. He pulls it out and answers them. Here's the great Billy Joel, of whom I am a fan.
What is your favorite song to play? My favorite song to play would probably be You May Be Right. What are some of your favorite emerging artists at the moment? I don't have a clue. I don't listen to pop music, so I don't know who's emerging.
Neither do I, Billy.
He's connected.
Billy doesn't have
to. I like that. No, but I mean, it's garbage.
Yeah,
I don't listen
to
it either.
I'm with you.
I don't. I mean, I'll put it on. It's pleasant, but there's nothing that jumps out. There's not like, oh, that person's got an album coming out. I don't do that
anymore.
It just doesn't happen.
Am I right to assume that Billy could never write another song again and he'll be just set for life?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? He's set for life, but he's also not. He's talked about the creative window. And he's cool with not coming out with new product anymore. He's fine with that. He's great live. Still
he's fantastic
perform
live.
Well live. And so that's what he's giving us. I'm so
and not only
that
is he
you
set
know
for life, Oscar, he had an accountant take all of his please money
some,
in like 1988.
Yeah.
So he had
yeah
to start, he had to start from square one in 88.
And what did Christie take?
Right.
His life a lot. Pretty much.
That's cool. All right. Got time for one more, Rob?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a quick one here because we're running late. Tomorrow we'll talk about the naked bike ride, okay?
Okay, very good.
Okay. A Celebrity Family Feud. I caught it a little late. Do you know the name Brooklyn Decker? Sounds like a sexual thing to me, but it's not.
Oh, of course.
Beautiful woman.
She's gorgeous.
Yes, she's a model, and
gorgeous.
She's married to anybody?
No.
Andy Roddick.
Oh, yeah. Tennis star.
Yeah, but
oh,
she's
right
also
yeah
got
tennis
a mouth.
Tennis players and race car drivers get the best looking women.
She got a mouth on her. Here she is on Celebrity Family Feud.
Name a reason you're in a hole.
You're a man having sex.
Having sex.
Not on the board.
Wow.
That's a reason.
Party time.
You're in the
man in a hole.
Party time. Excellent.
Sexy.
That's your magic audio ball.
Wow.
Have a good
wasn't
one.
Expecting that, were you, Mike?
No, you got us all by surprise on that one. Hey, thanks for your yaks. Remember, the Yak Shack will always be open. We like to do it usually Wednesday. So send us your yaks, and we'll have them on the show. Most of them get on,
yeah.
Whether they're weird or not. 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Another reminder to send your cities in for the openings. Rob's
yes.
always looking for those, so we can shake that up. Whatever your town is, your little town, you want to get it on the opening of the Mike O'Meara Show, we love to do that. It lets us know where this show is being heard. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying, so long, everybody.
Space travel.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
This is my house. As long as you live in my house, I own the air you breathe. You follow my rules. You act respectfully.
Last time I was this close to male genitalia, I was being flashed by my mentally ill neighbor.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kid?
Hey, guys! Kid Rock!